This podcast is part of the SJ Network. Go to s-j-network.com for more great podcasts and for contact information on publicist Steve Joyner.
Hey, Henry, does the Sherpa know any guests who host the Matlock podcast?
Funny you should ask. Today's guest, Jason Taylor, co-hosts Mad Talk, as well as the Three Geeks podcast. I didn't know you watched Matlock.
Actually, I don't. I'm just looking for a new TV catchphrase for Dylan to work on.
What catchphrases does he do?
What's up, Doc? Eee. Lamont, you big dummy. To. Kiss Margaret. Lucy, you got some splainin' to do. Cheeburger, cheeseburger, cheeburger.
I get it now. Hey, Dylan, here's a podcast for you to listen to.
I'm the master of my domain, you know.
Live long and prosper.
Attention, rebels of the Sherpalution. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible. You can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And now Mr. Bruce will lead you into the Sherpa Chalet.
As a reminder, the ski lift on the right is only to be used for hanging the Sherpa's laundry.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hidey-ho, rebels. See, I didn't say hey there, rebels. See, I'm switching it up a little bit for 2021. A little crazy. I know. Woo-hoo. Hi, it's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa. You are listening to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts and so much more, right here on this app or on this website, sherpalution.com. I don't know where you are. Where are you? Hello, hello. Echo, echo, echo. Why don't we talk a little bit about our guest?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
His name is Jason Taylor, and he's one of the hosts of the Three Geeks podcast. Well, I don't have the other two geeks, but that's okay. He talks about him anyway a little bit. And Jason was really super nice to talk to, really enjoyed hearing about his show. And he's a real big fanatic about stuff. And we got to get to know him a little bit. Jason is also the co-host of a podcast about Matlock called Matt Talk. Now, if you remember, we had spoken to his co-host a while back, John Orlando. Yeah, way back then, the guy who hosts the PVD podcast. They work together. They do Matt Talk. People love it. And he gets to talk about it as well. We get to hear his version of it. So let's have a listen to the Sherpa's conversation with Mr. Jason Taylor of the Three Geeks podcast.
Hello there, rebels. We are at the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet. I'm a little bit hobbled by audio issues, but we made it. And my guest has made it too. He is one third, or maybe one sixth. We're not sure here. We have to straighten this out here. Of the podcast called the Three Geeks Podcast. His name is Jason Taylor, coming to us from Ohio. How's it going, Jason?
It's going great.
Okay, so we have to talk about this. So it's not really Three Geeks. So it's actually it originally was three, but now there's more, right?
Well, actually, yeah, it started with me, my cousin, and my lifelong friend, Max, who I've known for 37 years. We started off doing it, and none of us really knew how to do a podcast, and we just, you know, did it. And then we had a friend named Mike who did a lot of YouTube work, and then we slowly got Mike involved with the podcast, and he became a regular, so three became four, and then we found Dan along the way. It's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. We just go around collecting people. At one point, we had 10 people that did the live show with us. Now we're down to six, and then we got a few that rotate in. Like, I got an old friend from high school who comes on occasionally and joins us for the conversation, had a few laughs. We got some people we rotate in, but mostly it's six of us that are there.
And how did you come to create this podcast?
We started, Max and I went to a Ohio Comic Con with our friend Amit, and we were sitting around having dinner that night, and we just started having a conversation. I think it was about Smallville, and I'm like, man, we should record this because this is what people listen to on podcasts. This is what people are interested in, is hearing people's take on like this nerd culture. So then we kind of got around to the idea because I was listening to a lot of Schmoes Know and AMC Movie Talk at the time. So I'm like, let's do movie news. Let's talk about movie news. And we did that, and we slowly started to see our personalities come out a little bit more than the movie news. So we kind of got away from call because our podcast originally was Geek News. And we changed the name to Three Geeks Podcast because we wanted to open it up a little bit. So we weren't crammed into the field of just talking about geek news. Because if you listen to our podcast, I think 2 weeks ago we did worst music festival that we could attend. And we did a top three of the lineup for the worst music festival because you can geek out about music. So we did that. So yeah, we came up with we got away from the news. We still do news, but you know, we wanted to open it up a little bit. So that's kind of what our podcast is. We talk about everything.
Well, under one umbrella.
That's right.
Okay. So now how did you end up with John Orlando to do the Matlock podcast?
John, Max and Dan met John at Space. It's a comic book convention here in Columbus for independent artists, which is where we also met Brian Lau, who's a independent artist. We got to know John and Brian very, very well. And slowly, John would start collaborating with us. We do a game show on my buddy Mike's channel that I talked about called Remake Revolution, where each team pitches a remake of a movie and they compete against each other. It's a lot of fun. So slowly, we started working with John. And John and I's chemistry on the show has grown exponentially that we used to goof on the Three Geeks podcast about Matlock. Ever since John joined, the guys would make fun of us about Matlock. Nobody under the age of 60 knows anything about Matlock except for the two of you. So when we would do our live shows, because we used to do live shows for Wizard World, we would ask the audience, have you guys ever heard of Matlock? And we would get a rounding applause. And then slowly when COVID hit, I said to John, I'm like, we've talked about it, man. Let's just do a Matlock podcast. And John's like, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to do it. It's not going to last more than two episodes. Nobody is going to listen to us. We're going to do it. It's going to be fun. We did the first episode and we were floored by the numbers. Better than the Three Geeks podcast ever did in their first 3 years. So then John's like, all right, we're now on episode 8. We've interviewed two of the actors from the show. And we've got a really strong following, and we just started getting fan mail to our email address this week. And John's ecstatic because Three Geeks, we've had fan mail, but it's never been super positive fan mail. Like we got one fan mail for Three Geeks that was, I really like your podcast. It's just too bad you got so many minorities on your podcast. Like that's the kind of feedback we would get. Like it'd be super positive, and then we would get hit with something negative at the end of the positive email. So Matt Talk has been a different experience because it's been nothing but positive from the crowd, and we really love it.
And do you have a wide audience that listens to that Matt Talk?
Matt Talk, we do. Very. I thought it would be all older, but it's not. It's from, I'd say, 20 up. Mostly female is what I'm gathering from the Facebook actions, but we do get some men too. So I'd say it's about 60-40. But yeah, the audience is pretty ranged.
And how did you first discover podcasting?
Podcast. So I grew up, like a lot of people, I was a Stern fan, a huge Stern fan. I loved listening to talk radio. And one of the lessons I took from him that I use now, and a lot of people, you know, they took the shock from him. Like that's what people learned from the Stern show was the shock factor. But for me, it was more about the camaraderie when he was in the room talking with the rest of the guys and the girls just having normal conversations. So I really was really into that. And then slowly Kevin Smith got into podcasting. I'd listen to Kevin Smith and it would remind me of the camaraderie that I used to like on Stern. And then from there, you know, I rolled into, I guess it was Kevin Smith that I really found out about podcasting in general.
So you've been following podcasts for quite some time then.
Yes, absolutely. I love talk radio. I used to listen to 610, which is the local talk show network, and whether or not I agreed with the politics, I was sitting there listening to it because I was just so fascinated with talk radio.
So what do you think is like the favorite part of doing Three Geeks?
Hanging out with my friends. We have a rule. We're not allowed to talk to each other until we get to the live show. So like during the week, we don't talk. None of us talk to each other. So when we had the conversations on Sunday, it's all natural and we're excited to see and talk to each other. And we talk about, like I said, anything. Yeah, it's just been one of our rules. We don't talk to each other during the week so we can have that conversation on air because we don't do any editing. What we put out on Sunday is what we put out for everybody. So whether it's good, bad, or controversial. It goes out. We don't unfilter ourselves at all. But yeah, it's just hanging out with my friends, talking. And one of the things that podcasting has helped me do is this, because 6 years ago, I would never be able to talk to you like this ever. I was socially awkward. No people skills whatsoever. And podcasting helped with that in a big way.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, when you're getting together with people, you know why you're there. There's really not an ambush element to it. So it's like, okay, well, we're going to talk about, if I were an entertainer, you know, we're going to talk about my movie, we're going to talk about my book. We're going to talk about a movie that we both love, or like you said, even like bad musical artists or something like that. So you know what's going to be in store. So the conversation, I guess, flows a little bit easier. Nobody feels like to put it on the spot, I guess.
And so we don't have the conversation already, because we've done that before. Where, example, the Breaking Bad finale, let's just put that as an example. Like Max and I talk about it prior to doing the podcast. And then when you get on the podcast, you don't really have anything else to say about it. So the conversation's a lot more forced than it would have been if we had just had that conversation on the podcast. That's a big reason why.
What do you think you're the most geekiest about?
Me? I am geeky about everything. Seriously, everything. Jean-Claude Van Damme, probably. Greatest actor to ever grace this planet. I love Jean-Claude Van Damme movies. The good, the bad, the ugly. I had a podcast briefly. It did really good numbers. I just don't have time to do it anymore, called Van Damme Nation, where I would do nothing but talk about the awesomeness of Jean-Claude Van Damme. It was another dare that the three geeks gave me that I kind of ran with. I should try it again, because it was a solo podcast and I still wasn't comfortable talking yet. So maybe I'll give it another shot, but all of it. I love television. I just watched Boston Legal, The Practice, and I found out Ally McBeal is also a spinoff of that little circle of shows. So now I'm watching Ally McBeal.
So you basically go down a TV lawyer rabbit hole.
Oh, yeah, because The Practice made Ally McBeal. Ally McBeal and The Practice spun off into Boston Legal. I just watched them all out of order.
and none of them would be here if it weren't for Matlock.
Perry Mason, probably, actually.
That could be. I was watching an old episode of the Jack Benny Show, and he went on trial for allegedly killing a rooster for crowing. But of course, he had to hire Raymond Burr as Perry Mason to represent him. And ultimately, well, spoiler alert, 70 years later, it was Perry Mason who killed the rooster.
That's awesome. I have not seen that. I got to write that down. That sounds amazing.
And Raymond Burr is like, he's hamming it up. I mean, a guy who's probably known for so much, you know, dramatic roles with Perry Mason and Ironside, you know, he's always had that kind of very flat, serious delivery. And he was just like hamming it up. And like, it's not the Raymond Burr that you'd probably be used to seeing on TV, Jason. I could put it to you that way.
That's what was so nice about Leslie Nielsen, is he was also that straight-laced, very more serious actor. And then when he started doing comedy, he kept that same personality, but now reading the ridiculous lines. I wish we had another guy like that now that could be that comedic element without being the goofy guy, if you know what I mean. Yeah, no, I would love to see Perry Mason doing something like that. I got to check that out for sure.
Maybe Steven Seagal will do a comic turn one of these days.
Wow, Seagal.
Or maybe not. We won't hold our breath for that one.
I met Seagal once.
Really?
Saudi Arabia. I shook his hand. I went over there for the podcast to do some panels for them for Wizard World, and Seagal was one of the people, and I got to meet him. Everybody told me bad stories, but I got to say, my experience with him was nothing but positive. Very nice guy.
That's cool.
Much bigger than the Steven Seagal you remember from Hard Target, or Hard to Kill, but he was nice. Him and Shatner were talking about real estate. It was the most surreal conversation I've ever listened to. Well, you never expected to be in a room together sitting there talking about real estate. My head was about to explode.
I hope you had a camera at least, Jason.
I didn't. They wouldn't allow any room cameras in the green room.
Oh. Yeah, that was probably something to behold.
It was. It was an experience. I will always have that experience.
So who have some of your favorite guests been on your show so far?
Oh, man, we've had so many. Probably Larry. Larry Hankin has been the one that I've connected to the most. Larry and I are friends now outside of the podcast. We call each other. He sent me an autographed photo the other day. We talked about it on Sunday. Like, what kind of life am I living where I have Larry Hankin's phone number that I can thank him for sending me an autographed photo? It's like so surreal. We're actually going to work with Larry on some stuff in the future. So I'm very excited about that. And I thank Steve so much for that, helping me meet that relationship. But Larry Hankin's been one of them. Scott Schwartz, I was surprised. I was like, this guy was in Christmas Story, but the conversation was so fascinating. Halea Jones from Lock and Key, we interviewed her back in June or July, and she was a lot of fun to talk to. There's been so many. Michael Rooker was one of our first interviews, might be our first interview we've ever done, and he was super awesome as well.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned Larry Hankin, because I had interviewed him, I think about two seasons ago, and I was given his number, and I called him up, and I said, oh, yeah, I was given your number, and I have a podcast, and I was wondering if you like, and he just came so alive. He was like, podcasts? I love podcasts. And he was a wonderful guest. He just, he was my only two-part interview to date so far, because he just had so many stories to tell. And I think, like, even after he was talking for about an hour, he said, am I talking too much? I was like, go. Tell me more. Tell me more. And he did not disappoint. He was just, I mean, the man has been in over like 180 movies and TV shows. So, you know, there has to be stories that go along with that.
Absolutely. We had him on in August, and then I reached out to him in October and said, hey, Larry, we want to have you on again. He goes, who is this? I said, Three Geeks Podcast, Jason. He goes, oh, the Three Geeks Podcast. I already did your show. You want me on again? I'd love to come on again. When? I was like, this Sunday? He's like, this Sunday works. I'm not doing anything. COVID. So he came on again. He's coming on a third time next month to interview us. A different take, because we have so much more on Larry's career that we want to talk to him about. But yeah, he came up with the idea of interviewing us. So we're like, yeah, let's do that. That sounds awesome. I don't know how fascinating we are, but I'm not going to tell Larry Hankin no. I've been a fan of his since Friends.
Yeah, his first TV show that he was on was That Girl in the 60s. And he said he didn't really remember too much of it, because he said it was like just a small part. But I know he was on Laverne and Shirley, the Breaking Bad spinoff,
Eldorado. I started watching Family Ties, and I was partway through the first season, and sure enough, there's Larry Hankin. He's a prisoner in the jail cell. I texted him a photo. I'm like, see, you're everywhere, man. Everywhere. He is. He's on everything.
I think, you know, maybe every TV show and movie just has to have the Larry Hankin stamp on it, you know?
I even remembered him on Home Improvement when he played the creepy guy that tried to scare the kids on one of the Halloween specials.
So do you have a dream guest for your podcast?
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Okay. That was quick answer.
I have quite a few. I'd like to get some of the guys from Twin Peaks, or ladies from Twin Peaks. So I try to stay realistic. Like, David Lynch would be so much fun to interview. Obviously, like, you know, some of the bigger people, but I always try to keep my expectations kind of grounded. I'd like to get Jason Hughes on, Kevin Smith sometime. I reached out to his agent, but he was busy this year. So I'm hoping maybe I could try again next year. But yeah, there's quite a few. I'd say Jean-Claude Van Damme is the big one for me.
So since you mentioned Jean-Claude Van Damme a couple of times, we've got to grill you on Van Damme then, okay? What's your most favorite Van Damme movie?
Death Warrant, probably. Death Warrant or Bloodsport.
Okay.
Death Warrant is not his best movie, but for some reason I like that movie. It's the same movie as all the other movies. They're all the same movie. For some reason they work for me. I like Lionheart as well.
He didn't really take a big dramatic stretch, does he?
He was in JCVD in the early 2000s, which was kind of a dramatic stretch, and that was a lot of fun to watch him do. It was probably his best acting. You know, he's not really trying to act in a lot of his movies. I thought he was really good in Expendables 2. As far as acting goes, more recently, he had an Amazon Prime show where he played Jean-Claude Van Johnson, whose alias was Jean-Claude Van Damme. He was an international spy who made movies as his cover for being in the certain towns or cities that he had to go to. And the whole show was tongue-in-cheek. It was Ridley Scott was the producer of the show. If anybody out there has a chance to jump on Amazon and check out the Jean-Claude Van Johnson show, I highly recommend it, because it's a lot of fun.
Do you have a least favorite Jean-Claude Van Damme movie?
Yeah, The Quest.
I never heard that one.
Bloodsport, again. Just it had Roger Moore in it, too. I haven't seen that one in a long time. The one with Rodman's pretty bad, too. There's quite a few bad ones.
Do they just switch the titles out sometimes? Is that...
They do. It's paint by numbers. It's like Steven Seagal's catalog, too. All of those guys.
So what are some of your other guilty pleasures?
I got a lot. Vanilla Ice as a musician is one of my guilty pleasures. His first album, I still listen to it on a regular basis. I really like Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. Smallville is a show that I watched, even though it got really, really bad towards the end. I still watched all of it unapologetically. I have a lot of guilty pleasures. I like most stuff. Like, if we do this debate on the Three Geeks podcast, I'm the one person on there that likes most everything. Like, the only movie that I have not really enjoyed over the last 5 years was Independence Day 2. That's the only movie that, like, negatively made me angry.
Why did it negatively make you
angry? Oh, have you seen it?
I don't think I have. No, I remember seeing the first one some time ago. But
yeah, it's so bad. It was so bad. It had the lesser Hemsworth in it, who can't act. And it's just, it was really bad. Really bad. Lost is my favorite show of all time. It's one of my favorite geeky things. I got really into that show. I'd listened to all the podcasts on it. I theorized with my friends. None of it came true at all, but still, I tried. But no, I have a lot of stuff.
It's good that you keep your mind open, though, for a lot of things. That's, I think, what happens sometimes. People sometimes will just limit themselves to one type of genre or, you know, maybe a certain type of actor, and they don't want to know about anything else.
Mm-hmm. I just watched the newest Turtles movie, The Turtles Out of the Shadows. I love that movie. That movie everybody else hates. But for me, I'm watching it. It's got Bebop and Rocksteady. It's like watching the animated series. Like, they took everything from the animated series and put it in this movie. So I don't understand why everybody hates it, because I think it's the animated show. I think it's great. But yeah, that's a good example of a guilty pleasure of mine, is that new Turtles movie, because I am the only person I know that likes that movie.
And didn't one of the Turtles movies have Vanilla Ice singing on the soundtrack?
Yes, the second one in the 90s. He did Ninja Rap.
Robbie Van Winkle, right? That's his real...
Yeah.
That was his real... Didn't he end up being like a house flipper or something like that with a reality show?
He flips houses now. And he's part of ICP. I don't like his new music. I want to make that clear. I only like that first album. But yeah, now he makes music with ICP and he's still out there doing things. I'm just not a huge fan of what he's doing now. I mean, his house flipping show seemed fine. I watched something where they showed his house and he's got an elevator in his house and his kitchen is like 24 karat gold. Or his toilet seat or something like that. Something in the bathroom was 24 karat gold. To me, that's ridiculous. And to know that it's all off of one song.
Yeah, that is kind of scary, isn't it?
Crazy to me. But I guess he licenses it everywhere, so it must be where he's making his money.
I could never understand having a gold toilet. Yeah, it's kind of like, well, I'm going to the bathroom in a tuba.
So it's too much, man. If I ever won the lottery or got a huge ticket of money, I would live in the same house, or I'd probably move out. I live in my ex-wife's basement. We're roommates. It's a very fun situation. I would probably buy a house close by, but I wouldn't go overboard and, you know, paint everything gold and platinum and diamond and put an elevator. That's too much. Put the money in the bank. I'm happy. Just give me this small little house for myself. Let me set up a podcasting studio and a nice car.
You know, I guess probably once they get that taste of fame, it's all about the show after a while. So yeah. You have to do it, I guess. They feel like it's an obligation.
It's true.
Because I guess if you think of like some of the most like extravagant maybe singers or actors or whatever that you've known, if like they did a documentary and they said, well, let's go to their house, and they lived in this little quiet house that was very conservatively decorated, you'd be like, well, wait a minute. Why do they act that way? You know.
Yep, absolutely.
They have high karate on their bathroom shelf. You know. When you are not talking about geeky stuff or talking about Matlock, what are some of the podcasts that you like listening to?
I have quite a bit. I really like what Wondery's doing with their true crime stuff. They have so many great podcasts. I get hooked on every single one of them. I think. Yeah, they're the ones who did the Tiger King podcast before it got popular on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really good. I think that was actually better than the Netflix series. But everybody found the Netflix series. I listened to the Schmoes No Show, the Schmodown. I find that a lot. Very, very entertaining. There's a podcast called The Top 10 where they do their weekly top 10 movies, and they a lot of conversation, dialogue back to back. But one of my favorite podcasts is Prince and the Wolf. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Josh Wolf. And Josh Wolf is a stand-up comedian, and Freddie Prinze Jr. is the actor. And just the banter those guys have, it'll have you rolling for an hour. It is so funny. And they're on hiatus right now because they can't figure out how to record not in the same room with each other, because it's great because they're older and they don't do technology very well. But that's probably my favorite podcast to listen to because it always makes me smile.
Oh, I've never heard of that one. That's a good recommendation.
Check it out. Prince and the Wolf.
So I know you have, you have two things that you can use for your part of the show called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And so you can let everybody know where they can follow you and reach you on both of the podcasts. So the floor is all yours, my friend.
Oh, thank you. 3geeks.ninja. If you go there, you can find links to everything the 3geeks podcast does. PVDcast, my buddy John, who I do Matt Talk with. The links to his podcast is also on the 3geeks.ninja website. And Matt Talk is also on the 3geeks. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at 3geeks podcast. We're on YouTube. Kind of, we're trying to get more on YouTube, but YouTube views are so hard to figure out. But yeah, we're on YouTube, Anchor, iTunes, Stitcher, all that fun stuff. Just type in 3geeks podcast. We are everywhere right now, and we're trying to be more places. Let's be in your hearts.
With YouTube, I know they're always trying to look for it. They always say that it's a certain kind of algorithm that seems to catch on with everybody, but you have to figure out what it is.
Oh man, YouTube's so complicated. I can't figure it out. Like, I can get hits everywhere else except for YouTube. Right. It's a hard market to crack into.
All right, all you rebels listening out there, help them crack YouTube. His name is Jason Taylor. He's one of the hosts of the 3geeks podcast, and the other two, five or seven, are not here. He's manning the ship alone. But I'd like to say thank you so much, Jason, for coming on down and spending some time.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
Hello there, Rebels. It's me, Jim, the Podcast Sherpa, interrupting my own podcast to let you know about another podcast that I've worked on. It's a little mini-series, 5 episodes, called Too Many 80s Songs, and I didn't work on it alone. I got a lot of help with my buddy, Uncle Bruce. You know him better as Mr. Bruce, but it's Uncle Bruce and me, Jim, the Podcast Sherpa, with the 5-part podcast called Too Many 80s Songs, and we talk about what else 80s songs, and it's just a lot of unscripted conversation, a lot of silliness, a little trivia, and a lot of music. So please check it out. New episodes debut Monday for 5 weeks through January and February, and you can hear all those songs exclusively on Spotify. That's the only place that's playing the Too Many 80s Songs show. Little hint: if you don't get to hear the songs in their entirety on Spotify, check my social media, Chirpolution, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for the link to all the songs that we included and some that we didn't. If you're a big fan of 80s music and you've got a special 80s request or dedication, send it to me. And if we get enough requests, we're going to come back and do a special request and dedication show. Hope you listen. Hope you enjoy it. So much. Viva La Sherpolution.
Be a rebel. Follow the show at Sherpolution on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook.
And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
So since Jason and John Orlando co-host a podcast about Matlock, I figured let's make today's Sherpa Suggestions a listing of podcasts about TV shows. Now, some of these TV shows are long gone, but these podcasts live on. So let's check them out. So it's a show, Keeping Up with the Gilmore Girls, Bonanas for Bonanza, Headlong, Running from Cops, The Talking Dead, a podcast dedicated to the AMC TV series The Walking Dead, Friends Till the End, Buffy Virgin, Charmed, I'm sure, All Things Vanderpump, Once, the Once Upon a Time podcast, Profiling Criminal Minds, 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray, UCM GAAG, which of course is about JAG, Veronica Mars Investigations, Chicks in the Office, and of course, this list wouldn't be complete without Power Rangers, the audio drama. Dun, dun, dun! Thanks again to Jason Taylor for coming on down to the Sherpa Chalet and hanging out, and check out his podcast, The Three Geeks, or Matlock, because I'm sure we don't have to say it the right way. Matlock! Okay, that's better. I got that out of my system. So don't forget, Too Many Podcasts is on Wednesdays and Fridays for this season. I don't know what's going to be happening in season 6. We'll find out. There's only a few more episodes before we do the season 5 wrap up. But definitely check it out and come back next week for some more fun and craziness in the Sherpa Chalet. Mr. Bruce, speaking of fun and craziness, could you please show everyone the door? Yes, that door. No, not that door. That door. Okay. Whew. Just wanted to avoid a lot of confusion. The other door, well, that was a closet, so that could have been problems. All right, bye everybody. Viva la Sherpalution.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Sherpalution. Viva la Sherpalition. Yeah, I'll come back now, you hear?